South Sudan introduced its new currency 6 days after its independence amid fears of a currency war. And as a response to that move, North Sudan has officially launched a new currency. South Sudan refused to hand over the old version of the currency back to the North, which is circulated in the South and estimated to be equivalent to $700 million unless the North exchanges the old pounds with a hard currency. But the North rejected this suggestion, claiming that the old currency is now valueless. Governor of the Central Bank of Sudan, Dr. Mohamed Khair al-Zubair, sought to calm fears around any struggles that would face the North during the next 3 months in exchanging the old pounds with the new currency and showed the North's readiness to negotiate with the government of South Sudan about the old currency that they have.
We will conduct talks and negotiations with the government of the South around the destiny of the old currency in the South.
According to the Central Bank of Sudan, it would take up to 3 months to replace the old Sudanese pounds, describing the currency move as precautionary measure following the southern plans. North Sudan is trying to overcome the high inflation and the loss of about 75% of the United Countries' total oil production of 500,000 barrels per day after the separation of the South. Moreover, both sides still have economic hanging issues such as the fees that should be paid on transporting oil from the South through pipelines in North Sudan. They have also yet to agree on splitting the national debt, which stands at $38 billion.
We will undertake all precautionary measures to protect the Sudanese economy, and I hope that we will reach a suitable agreement for both sides regarding the pound circulating in the South.
On the other hand, economic analysts were surprised by the launching of the new currency in the South because it was opposite to what came in the agreement that was between the South and the North, and that the South was supposed to wait for 6 months before taking any new actions and decisions.
Launching the new currency in North Sudan cost about $60 to $80 million, and this is very painful to spend all this money during this period of Sudan. But it is a must to protect the economic situation in the North.
Sudan's revised budget for 2011, which was approved by the National Assembly, envisaged an income of $6.5 billion against government expenditure of $7.5 billion and 18% inflation. Currency was one of a number of key outstanding topics that the North and South failed to agree on prior to the country's partition. Yet the North and South have to work out a large range of issues, from sharing oil revenues to ending violence in some parts of the joint border. Amani Muawiya, Press TV, Khartoum.